News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 3:24 p.m. You just heard from a Supreme Court candidate, Greg Cook. The other primary opponent for him as a Republican is Deborah Jones. She was on yesterday. But we also had a segment going right before that, Libs on Parade, and I got a little more to say on that. And I think I've got a caller on that same topic held on during the break, so I appreciate that. Let me grab that line three, George from Huntsville. George, thanks for holding during the break, man. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How about you, Phil?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I like to call those people the tyranny of the minority.
I like it. So you're basically saying that they're basically trying to run our lives, even though they represent such a small piece of our society. What you're saying?
Well, you figure they're less than 3% of the population. Yeah.
If that much, I mean, there's one poll I saw that said there's more like 1%.
I'm being generous.
The tyranny of the minority. Okay, so can I borrow that phrase and use it more often?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, I guess you saw that we've got a LGBTQ charter school in Birmingham now. Like, that's the sole focus.
I actually heard that segment. I'm at home now, but I was driving down the road listening to that one. I was pretty amazed.
Well, I'm pretty amazed. I mean, and people think, well, it's a California problem. No, it's right here. I mean, the agenda is here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's local. Well, it's, what can you say?
George, thanks for the call, man. And yes, tyranny of the minority. I think I'll borrow that phrase from now on, okay?
All right. So you have a great day, sir.
All right, you, sir. Have a great day. Hey, listen, I want to also point out something. You know, I said a minute ago that the vast number of man hours and tax dollars that have been spent in the U.S. military trying to root out extremism, shutting down training, you know, going, and but yet, listen, y'all, I mean, I've got 30 years of military service. My father was a career officer. My grandfather was a career officer. Got family members right now on active duty. And I want to thank a young Army officer who just sent me this article and wanted to make sure that I saw this. And I had not seen this, so very cool. Fox News, I'm looking at it just right now online, so I can't rattle the paper, but you know the deal. Storyline from Fox News dated April 3rd, so this came out 2 days ago. Headline, the Pentagon is investigating extremism in the military. Here's how bad the problem is. Well, how bad is it? Well, okay, I told you about the vast number of man hours, like over 2 million man hours of time spent locking down the military, rooting out extremism, spending over $500,000 on it. And what did they find? The Department of Defense identified fewer than 100 instances of confirmed extremist activity in 2021. We have 2.46 million members of the U.S. military throughout all the branches. They found fewer than 100 instances of confirmed extremist activity. Now, I'll be honest with you, I would bet that some of those won't even pass muster if they were being brought up on some type of UCMJ action. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to find out their appeal would cause the charges to be thrown out. I don't know what the claims are, but think about this. I mean, somebody do the math. What's that, Copper? You got a calculator? What percentage of 2.43 million is 100? Do you know?
Okay, I'll look it up.
I mean, just roll. I tell you what, I'm getting the calculator out. I got to do it. I'm just gonna pull it up right here on the screen. Let's see which one of us gets it first. It's 100 divided by 2,400,000. I'm rounding numbers, but there we go. What do we get? Is it like 0.0004%? Is that what I'm seeing? I mean, it's just. Anyway, it's infinitesimal. There's a word. How about that? There's a great Scrabble word. Infinitesimal. Itty-bitty. Small. Waste of time. Now, I mean, I get it. If the first sergeant sees extremism, do something about it. If the company commander denotes that he's got some type of racism in his ranks, do something about it. But shutting down the entire U.S. military for 2 million man hours and $500,000 in tax dollars so that you can pursue the extremism you know are in the ranks, you know, and get into the woke ideology about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Let me tell you something. As a battalion commander, one of the most frustrating moments I had was when they began to mandate that on the officer evaluation reports and the NCOERs, the non-commissioned officer evaluation reports, that I had to provide input to, that I had to leave space to leave off their leadership and the other qualities that they had as an individual service member in order to denote simply, did they stand for the command's sexual harassment and equal opportunity policies? Well, yes, they did, or they wouldn't be here. But no, I had literally one young officer that I had to delete space where I was talking about his leadership in a combat zone as an infantry officer to make sure that I wrote in the freaking mandatory, he supports Sharp and EO. I know right now some of you green suiters out there at Redstone just started laughing because you know it's true. Support Sharp and EO. Well, of course they do or they wouldn't be here. Got to get the woke gone. Libs on parade. That's an hour number one on the Triple Dipper. We'll come back with more Ukraine, what now, what next? Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.